Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Friday the 2nd of September 2011. All the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. So HP has finally released the Pre. Yes, it's here in the UK. You can go and get it if you want. The Pre is going to cost you £10.50 per month on a 24-month contract bound in for 2 whole years to a phone that nobody wants. But here's the best part. You can actually go and buy it SIM-free for £69. If you go down to Carphone Warehouse today, you can go and get one. I've got to say, I fancy getting one and having to play with WebOS because I haven't had a go before. But we'll see, eh? Music streaming service Deezer is going to come to the UK as well. Packages are going to start at £4.99 a month. It's already been going in France, it's got 20 million users, and it's got around 30,000 artist-based radio channels that you can have a listen to. It's a real competitor to Spotify, apart from the fact I've got a free Spotify account, so I don't know how that works anyway. You can also add mobile streaming and offline playback for £9.99 a month as well as. Very, very good. Now, IFA has kicked off in Berlin, and it's got a whole pile of stuff that we like. The Sony tablets came out yesterday. We've got the S1 and the S2. In fact, actually, the whole thing was pretty lousy with tablets. You've got Samsung releasing a 7-inch tablet, which looked very nice. You've also got Toshiba releasing an AT2000 honeycomb tablet, which looked nice. And ViewSonic releasing the ViewPad 7X and 10 Pro. Lenovo also got in on the deal with a $199 tablet that looked very, very basic, but the price tag could be the thing that actually shoves it forward and does a good job. Also, Lenovo released the U300 Ultrabook and the U300 IdeaPads. They look rather nice. They're very slim, air-like looking things, and they've got very much like a Mac-looking keyboard, which it could lead to a few lawsuits, probably. But HTC also released handsets. They put out the Titan handset and they put out the Radar handset. They both look very nice. We've got a request into HTC for some review units and we'll tell you about those when we get them. And also the big thing from Samsung was the Note. This little tiny pad that's 5 inches across that looks just like an iPhone but isn't, if you know what I mean. It's everything the iPhone probably should be. And a lot of people were saying that the interface was really nice and really slick and it would be nice if that could compete with the iPhone. But it's the applications that lock you in, isn't it? Microsoft has also given us a bit of information about Windows 8. There's a video out there about the start bar and they're saying that they've copied Apple. And I've got to say, it looks absolutely nothing like Apple. There's a video on Engadget if you want to go and have a go. And also, the ribbon got pushed out yesterday. This is a management by committee process within Microsoft that got all the users to submit what they use the most. And then this thing kind of bubbled up and created a new ribbon for all your documents. I've got to say, I never liked the ribbon in the first place and I really don't like this one. Apple has decided to do a bit of a U-turn. I've got no idea why they've done this and it really doesn't make any sense. But if you really would like to buy Final Cut Studio 7, you can. Go back and it's still going to cost you $1,000 though, despite the fact you can get Final Cut Pro X for less than that, an awful lot less than that. Will I be buying it? No. And a fantastic little app has come out from ParkBud. It's so simplistic, I can't believe no one's done it before. The ParkBud simply looks after your parking meter. You've got a parking meter little dial that comes up and you set the time that it's going to ping at and it gives you a little warning a few minutes before you're supposed to so you can go back and feed your meter. I haven't seen one of those before. I thought it was a great idea. And finally, Germany has lifted a 17-year ban on the Doom game. 1994, they put a ban on it, saying it was sexually pornographic and a little bit too violent, and it stayed there. If you wanted to buy it when you lived in Germany, you could buy it, but you had to go to a pawn shop to buy it, unfortunately, which, of course, a lot of people wouldn't do. Now, if you've got an old 386 kicking around, you can get this game completely unfettered. It'll be available in your local computer store, because apparently the people that are the Federal Department for Media Harmful to Young Persons have now moved on to the Xbox 360. Nice to know they're keeping up with the times, eh? If you've got a story and anon to listen, then you can send it to us at Bagel Tech News. Thank you so much to all the people that have left reviews in the iTunes store. It makes a huge difference to our rankings. If you haven't done one yet, please do go and do one. It does help us immensely. If you want to follow us on the website, then go to bageltechnews.com and you can also vote for us there for the European Podcast Awards. Please do it as much as you can. And finally, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Bagel Tech News. We'll be back again at 1 o'clock with the Max Show with a slightly late Will Green, but it's a good reason, so we've let him off. And we'll be back again with the photo show at 3 with Chris Forsman for Ars Technica and Kyle, because it's a bit of a slimmed down episode today. There's only 3 of us. Anyway, we'll be back on Monday with a roundup of all of the weekend's news. I hope you have a great day and a great weekend. Thanks for listening.